The Alabama Department of Transportation wants to spend $800 million to build a 10-lane freeway from the Elton Stevens Expressway in Homewood to Dolly Ridge Road just northwest of the summit. It would then build an elevated highway from near Dolly Ridge down to Eagle Point in Shelby County. Four lanes of the expanded highway would be a toll road all the way from Shelby County up to Homewood and Mountain Brook. The state says it would reduce traffic congestion by roughly 30% and that the tolls would foot much of that bill. It makes sense to Shelby County Commissioner Corley Ellis.
I think it's aesthetically pleasing, at least as much as any highway can be. I like the idea of it. It seems like to me that the elevated road will be a more long-term and certainly a more viable option at this point from a financial standpoint.
But further up 280, local government officials see it differently.
I thought it was the most ridiculous option ever afforded.
That's Birmingham City Councilwoman Kim Rafferty. She's chairwoman of the city's transportation committee.
All of the traffic that's generated and clogs up that 280 corridor is still going to clog up that 280 corridor because the toll road is only for those commuters coming off of Double Oak Mountain from Shelby County and having them hop, skip, and jump through the whole Inverness area all the way down.
Rafferty says there wouldn't be enough access points along the toll road to get residents in Inverness, Hoover, Vestavia, and Homewood to use it. And if they did manage to get on the toll road, well, that scares Homewood City Councilwoman Alan Holliday.
If you have a throughway that prevents people from stopping, where now we have easy access getting to Mountain Brook, even with whom we have a symbiotic relationship, they use us, we use them, or our Brookwood Mall, which is very easy on-off access, you start pushing traffic away from us and from of our major economic base, and then you impact our schools, you impact our home values, you impact everything that we depend on to be the city that we are.
And the road expansion, taking 280 to 10 lanes in Vestavia, Homewood, and Mountain Brook, Holliday says she doesn't like what she's hearing from state transportation officials.
They said, we barely have enough easement to do what we're planning. Welcome to concrete world. Well, you know, that's immediately going to back people up. You know, welcome to concrete world? Wait a minute. Where's the noise study on this? Where's, you know, my backyard? What about vibration studies? What about what happens to my house that's, you know, 100 years old or 75 years old when, you know, all of a sudden we've got 20 times more traffic coming through and it's not 100 feet from my house, but 20 feet from my house?
The Homewood City Council recently passed a resolution against the plan. Hoover voted to support it, though Mayor Tony Patelis says there are still a lot of unanswered questions. Vestavia Mayor Butch Zaragoza hasn't made up his mind. He says he's got a lot of questions, too.
We really want to look at other alternatives that may be out there. I know ALDOT has got a proposal to do a flyover at 459, and this has already been proposed. And already has money allocated to it from what we understand, it's going to be about $45 million up. If we go ahead and do that, ALDOT's own projection is that it will take off 25% to 35% of the traffic problems on 280. Would it not make more sense maybe to go ahead and put the flyover in and look at it and see, and then in the future, is there other things that we can do on 280?
Other things like eliminating some of the red lights and changing the way turn lanes work up and down 280. Opponents to the state's plan, including those that have floated an alternative 280 plan, say there are easier, cheaper ways to relieve congestion. But Shelby County Commissioner Corley Ellis is skeptical.
Any fix other than substantially adding lanes to 280 would be a temporary fix. I think we will outgrow those fixes before they're finished, even.
The state has one plan. Critics have another. Each municipality along the corridor has its own idea of what should be done. And we haven't even touched on the topic of mass transit. But we will in this week's series. In tomorrow's segment, we hear from one of the biggest proponents of the state's plan, the Birmingham Business Alliance. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.